Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The U.S. Senate committee, chaired by Senator Edward Kennedy, begins debate today on amendments to the senator's universal health care bill. Kennedy is not expected to attend, as his treatment for a brain tumor is keeping him in Hyannisport working the phones during what President Obama has said is the make-or-break period for achieving national health care reform. It's a cause Kennedy has championed for more than 40 years. And that prompts the question we're asking this morning: how will that cause fare without its champion on Capitol Hill to run the show? Joining us now to talk about all of this is the president and CEO of Partners Healthcare, James Mongan, and James Roosevelt Jr., the president and CEO of Tufts Health Plan. Good morning to both of you, and thank you very much.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Jim Roosevelt, let me start with you. You're a frequent visitor to Washington. You were there just a few days ago negotiating on behalf of health insurers across the country. How's the senator's absence on Capitol Hill being felt?
I actually think Ted Kennedy is very much present in the formation of this health care legislation. I have frequent conversations with various members of his staff, and they are involved in so many aspects of what this legislation is going to look like, and I get the strong feeling and sense that he is guiding it very closely.
Dr. Mongan, you've worked in Washington, in the Senate, in the Carter White House. Give us a picture of the meetings, the hallway conversations, the memo trading that's happening at this stage of a major bill.
Well, at this stage of a major bill, things do get very ramped up, if you will, and very much more focused on issues that have been spoken about in generalizations in earlier months. And this is the time when the serious horse trading begins. And again, I would say that through the years, nobody's been better at that than our senior senator. And I think we can see currently that he continues to be extremely active in those discussions and debates.
But, you know, we all know that some of that horse trading takes place at the moment on the floor or in somebody's office, and it takes place face to face. And Senator Kennedy is likely not to be present for those face to face conversations. How does that affect things?
Well, though there is much truth to what you say, Bob, at the same time I would say in this circumstance that Senator Kennedy's presence in these issues has been so strong for so many years that people make sure that he is included in those loops. It's difficult for me to imagine a significant conversation taking place where his views would not be sought. I'd remind you, in the debate on health reform here in Massachusetts just a few years ago, Senator Kennedy was a looming and constant presence, even though he was not here in Massachusetts, but doing this on the phone from Washington. So I think in these circumstances, the physical face-to-face nature of this is not as critical as might ordinarily be the case.
So does the White House, does President Obama need Senator Kennedy on the floor? Is this package at all at risk of not passing because the senator's not there?
I would say that the presence of Ted Kennedy, whether in person or by phone or through other senators and staff, is going to be key to getting this passed. But I don't think it requires any one particular method of communication. I do think this bill is far from a done deal. And when it gets down to making the choices that will have to be made that will keep disparate interests all involved, Ted Kennedy's influence and, moreover, the knowledge and respect and the determination that he's built up over the past 20 or 30 years on health care is going to be key to getting this done.
And Dr. Mongan.
Well, again, I would pick up on what Jim said. As these debates move along to this point, there become four or five critical issues. One that's receiving much attention currently is this issue about a public plan. Should there be a public plan? If so, what should it look like? And Senator Kennedy, whether he's physically there in the room or talking with people on the phone, I think has got the kind of what I might call an exquisite gauge in his mind about what the appropriate points of compromise here are. And he's got enough respect among both the conservatives that they will trust him in terms of a compromise that's put together or floated. And the liberals similarly will take a reading from him when it's time to say, yes, this is a compromise we should take, or no, this is a compromise that completely vitiates what we're trying to do.
Dr. James Mongan, thank you very much. Jim Roosevelt, thank you very much.
Happy to be with you.
Thank you.
Debate over the health care reform bill begins today in the panel chaired by Senator Edward Kennedy, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee.